Regina Culver has had many tough conversations with kids. She's the mother of three and the director of early learning at Lubbock's YWCA.
So I am constantly with the kids, with the, you know, interacting with them and, you know, having conversations with them.
The coronavirus pandemic and systemic racism have dominated all conversations lately. That trickles down to kids.
They're so into technology now, and so they see, watch a lot of TV, they see a lot of things that's going on, and they hear a lot about what's going on.
But little ones don't always understand what they're hearing. Culver gave an example. A kid arguing with someone recently said, "At least I'm not playing with a black kid." She doesn't think the child understood what he was saying. His best buddy is black. But it was shocking.
I just don't really know that kids now are really getting the full gist of really, really what's going on.
They talked with him about race and being friends with everybody. Culver says discussing and celebrating differences is key.
They may be just as smart as you are. You may find that you like some of the same things that they like, you know, or your interest could be the same as what their interest is. And so we talk a lot about that.
Teachers in the YWCA programs are having what Culver calls courageous conversations with kids of all ages. They circle up and talk in an open way about what they're seeing, hearing, and feeling. She thinks it's made COVID-19, in particular, more understandable.
Sometimes it's just listening to what they have to say, you know.
Through parenting her own three boys, Culver says she learned it's better to have proactive than reactive conversations.
And then I learned along the way that I really should just have a time and, you know, just realize I should just have this conversation. I shouldn't just wait till he brings it up.
That should start early, Culver says. If kids know they can come to a parent or another trusted adult when they're young, they're more likely to come to you when they're older.
Yeah, the advice that I would give is to always be open, you know, to always be willing to have that conversation.
For Texas Tech Public Media, I'm Sarah Self-Walbrick.